For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening today to the podcast of Ripley Baptist Temple. I pray that the message today will be a help and a blessing to you and to your family. Now join us as we listen to the Word of God from the pulpit of Ripley Baptist Temple. Revelation chapter 1, the story of Christmas is the story of Christ. And it begins with Christ. And I wrote out here that it ends with Christ, but it doesn't end with Christ. It continues with Christ. Revelation chapter 1. And if you have a study Bible, it probably says the revelation of John the Divine. But actually, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation, the revealing, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. You say, well, Brother Rick, that's been a long time ago. It has been. But you have to understand, from everlasting to everlasting, God had no beginning, he'll have no ending. And so it's not been that long to God. And so notice here, which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, John the Apostle, who wrote these words. It goes on to say in verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And he makes this declaration, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. God pronounces a special blessing to those that will read and heed and obey the words of this prophecy, the book of Revelation, and all the Bible. And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You've just heard it so eloquently sung, behold the Lamb of God. And that's what John is saying here. And he goes on to say that this is written to seven churches that existed at that time. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him, unto Jesus that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory, to him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look in verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth, shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, Jesus said, the beginning and the ending. If you have a red letter Bible, that's written in red in your Bible. These are the words of Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning, I'm the ending, and I'm all between. The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. As we pray this morning, I want to bring a message on this subject. The time is at hand. The time is at hand. And as we pray this morning, let's remember our own hearts today. Let's pray for the brethren around the country. Let's pray for Temple Baptist Church today in Knoxville, Tennessee, a church with a broken heart, whose pastor went to heaven this week. Let's pray for them, all right? Father, I pray that, dear God, that you'd help us here today. I pray for those with broken hearts all around the country. I pray for those that are meeting today without their dear pastor, Temple Baptist Church. Comfort them. Guide them. Give them, Lord, your grace today. And Lord, today as we meet here, Lord, we have been reminded of your first coming in the crib. And now as we read this, we're reminded of your second coming with a crown. And Lord, in between that, we realize that there was another coming that you came for, the cross. And dear Lord, I pray as we read what John said, behold, he cometh with clouds. We say with John of old, come, Lord Jesus, even today. In his name we pray, amen. Lord, as we read this today, as we're reminded of the Lord's saying in verse 7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." The kids today sang, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John the Baptist pointed him out. John the Baptist said, "Behold, there he is. There's the Lamb. There's the one that we said would come." This was 30 years after Jesus came in the crib in Bethlehem's manger that we heard quoted today. Wasn't that a blessing to hear all those children quoting those verses about the Lord's coming? You know what? They'll never forget this. They'll never forget those verses. They'll never forget this day as they sang before all of these frowning Baptists. They'll never forget these Christmas songs. Then they'll never forget the Christ of Christmas. As we read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, he came in that crib, and the Bible says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Unto you is born this day. And it says, "Peace, goodwill toward men." And now as we read in Revelation chapter 1, John said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." John was excited about his second coming. John was telling us about his second coming as we read here in this unveiling of the Son of God. And yet, as we read this, we realize that his coming is yet future. The time is at hand. Not only do we behold the Lamb of God who came in that crib, now we're beholding the Lamb of God that will come in the clouds. And it could be today. As John saw this, as John read this, notice in verse 9, he said, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." That's a good way to be, by the way. And he said, "I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches." And John said, "I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks." I want you to think about what John was seeing here. First of all, as John was writing this, John felt like that he was forgotten. He really felt like he was forgotten. I mean, John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. I've seen the Isle of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. And first of all, I want you to notice in his forgottenness, he was exiled on a rock. Because that's really what the Isle of Patmos was. It was a rock in the middle of the Aegean Sea. This was the last book that was written in the Bible, about 96 AD. And John's writing this thinking, here I am out here on this rock, forgotten. But I want you to know, God had not forgotten John. God had not forgotten John. And God has not forgotten you. You may be here this morning and you think on this Christmas time and in this Christmas season, man, I'm forgotten. I feel like I've been exiled on a rock. And why was he exiled out there? But the Bible says for the word of God and for the word of his testimony. Not only was he exiled on a rock, but he was excited about the rock. He was out there on this rock, and John thought, man, everybody's forgotten me. But God came to him and said, John, I've not forgotten you. He was still excited about the rock. He was out there riding this out on a rock somewhere, riding it, not knowing, not understanding why he was riding it. Why did God put him out there? He felt like he was forgotten, but he was still excited about the rock. I want to remind you that it was John that leaned upon the chest of Jesus at the Last Supper. I want to remind you that it was John that stood at the foot of the cross when Jesus was being crucified by his mother. It was John that heard Jesus say, John, behold your son, or behold your mother. And he looked at his mother and said, behold your son. The last words of Jesus, some of the last words of Jesus was to John as he hung on the cross. And I want you to know, even in AD 96, John was still excited about the rock, the Son of God. He was still excited about the Word of God. He still had a testimony. And it was because of that that he had been exiled out there on a rock. But that didn't quench his excitement about the rock. Here we are 2,000 years later, plus. We ought to still be excited about the rock. But not only was he excited about the rock and exiled on a rock, but he was encouraged to write some things down. And aren't you glad he did? I'm sure as John saw these visions, he thought, Lord, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going to write it down. And as he wrote it down, and he penned these words about the second coming of Jesus Christ, behold, he cometh with clouds, and that could be today. Could be today. Paul wrote it about in the first century to the Thessalonian believers who had lost their loved ones and they thought they'd missed the rapture. And he said, comfort one another with these words. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And he said this, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. John was excited about it. And Paul was excited about it. And here at this Christmas 2023, I'm still excited about it. John felt like he was forgotten. But secondly, I want you to know, John, that forgottenness turned into a fascination as he turned to see what this was all about. John turned to see, and in verse 12, he said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. You know what those seven golden candlesticks were? Those were the seven churches. And as he looked, and he saw one holding the seven stars in his hand. Those seven stars were the pastors, the messengers of those seven churches. And he said, I saw one walking among the seven churches, among those seven golden candlesticks. And John was fascinated by that. I would be too. I mean, what a dream. Don't wake me up, you know. John said, I saw something. He turned to see and he saw something. You say, preacher, I'd like to turn to God, but I've got a lot of questions. I understand that. God understands that. You say, I'd like to turn and see some things. But you know what? You've got to turn to see it. You've got to be willing to turn away from your sin. You've got to be willing to turn away from the way you're walking. You've got to turn. That's what repentance is. You've got to change your mind about some things. And John could have just said, well, this is just some crazy dream. I don't believe all of this. But he turned to see. You've got to turn expecting to receive something. And I believe this. I believe that you that really want to find God can find God at this Christmas time. He was fascinated. I'm not saying you're going to see all that John saw or I'm going to see all that John saw. But I will say this. There's going to be a day we're going to see all that John saw. There's going to be a day. We're going to see him who died on Calvary's tree. We're going to see him who came in Bethlehem's crib. We're going to see him who walked among men and had a ministry that touched and raised people from the dead and caused the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak and the lame to walk and that raised the dead. We're going to see him. We're going to see him one day. Because one day by faith we turned our eyes toward Jesus and looked full in his wonderful face and said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Save me today. And he'll do it. John said, I heard a voice. I turned to see. Notice his fascination with it all. I'm still fascinated as I read it. He said in verse 13, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. That was Jesus' favorite reference to himself, even though he was the Son of God. He identified with man. He came in a virgin's womb named Mary. He was not born of Joseph. He was born of God. Mary was the virgin that gave birth to him. It was a magnificent miracle of God at that first Christmas. But notice his fascination. He says he was clothed with a garment down to the foot, verse 13, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. He sees here Jesus as a judge. He said in verse 14, his hairs were white like wool. Notice his purity and holiness, as white as snow. Notice his eyes were as a flame of fire. Notice his feet in verse 15, like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. Notice his voice as the sound of many waters. Notice his in his right hand, And in verse 16, those seven stars. Notice out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And it says his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. John's fascination turned to fear. John said, I saw him. I saw him in all of his royalty. I saw him in all of his godlikeness. I saw him in all of his godliness. I saw him in his holiness. I saw him in his righteousness. I saw him in his purity. I saw him in the white Shekinah glory of God. And he said, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. John was fascinated by that. I think a lot of these songs we write about heaven, I don't know about all of it. I think we get to heaven, we may lay flat on our face before God for 100, 200 years before we ever get up. Amen. I mean, when we're seen and smitten by the holiness of Almighty God and we see Him, and by the way, we'll have to have a new body to be able to bear all that. John's fascination. His head, his eyes, his feet, his voice, his right hand, his mouth. I want you to know, this world might be spinning out of control today, but I want you to know there's a God in heaven that's still in control. He's walking among the churches. And we're in his hand. John's fear, John said, when I saw him, John was overcome by the sight. John was overwhelmed by the Savior. Or by the sound, the voice of mighty rushing waters. I remember the first time I went to Niagara Falls. Remember that? And you've been there probably. Just the roar. My first thought when I went, I stood at the falls, at the Horseshoe Falls. I stood there and listened to that roar and saw the power of that water and heard it. You could hardly talk. As I watched that and I thought that, my first thought was, what kind of an idiot would go over that in a barrel? But then I was just overwhelmed. I was awestruck by the power of God in all of that. John said, I heard his voice as the sound of many waters. It was a roar. John was overwhelmed by that. He was overjoyed by the sight of the Savior, though. His fear turned to faith. John said, when I saw him, I wrote this down, faith and fear sometimes dwell together, but not for very long. One is going to win out over the other. And if you'll let God do it, faith will win out every time. But notice John's faith. Notice John's faith. What John says here cannot be said by anyone else in history. What John says here cannot be said for anyone else in history. Look, he said in verse 17, he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I'm the first and the last. I am the Alpha and Omega. Don't fear, John. And he said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. By the way, what he says here can't be said by anyone else. Can't be said of anyone else. It can't be said for anyone else. Jesus said this in verse 18, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And he said, behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And he said, I have the keys of hell and of death. No one else can say that. We see the majesty of the Son of God. We see the purity and the holiness of the Son of God. We see the power of the Son of God. Behold, he comes with clouds. That baby that came in Bethlehem's crib did not stay in the crib. He walked among men. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. We beheld, listen, grace and truth came by, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth was Jesus, is Jesus. The summary is, in verse 18, I am. I am. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. And Jesus pauses to say amen to his own preaching. Amen. And he said, I have the keys of hell. I have the keys of death. I have the key. I am the key to life. John's fascination turns to fear. His fear turns to faith. But then God includes our future. He says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen. The things that he saw was Jesus, chapter 1. Of the past, the things which are, chapters 2 and 3. He mentions the seven churches of Revelation, which line up historically with the church. You say, where are we today, Pastor Rick? We're in the Laodicean age, no doubt about it. We're rich and increased with goods. We have need of nothing. We're lukewarm. We have need of nothing, not even God. The things which are, he walks among the seven churches today. I want to remind you in Revelation, he addresses the Laodicean church, and he said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, he said, behold, I stand at the door. I stand at the church door. I stand outside the church door. I'm knocking. He said, let me in. I want to come into your church. I want to be a part of your church. I am the foundation of the church. I'm the faith of the church. I'm the friend of sinners. Let me into your church again. That's where we are today. The things which shall be hereafter is Revelation 4 to Revelation 22. From Revelation 4, from the come up hither of the rapture until Revelation 22, we don't see Jesus. From Revelation 4 to Revelation 19, he's not on the earth. He's in heaven. The church is not on the earth. The church is in heaven. He comes in Revelation 4 and he says, come up hither. And he snatches the church away prior to that terrible time of the 7 years of tribulation. Behold, he comes with clouds. That's yet future. Today we're at the end of Revelation chapter 3, waiting for Revelation chapter 4 to begin. We're ready for the trumpet to sound. We're ready for 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. We're ready for 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're ready for that day when Jesus will come in the clouds again. We're ready. He's already come. We look back with clarity. But often it's clouded by the false doctrine and the devil of this world. From Revelation chapter 4 to Revelation chapter 22, the things which shall be hereafter. From the rapture to the new heaven and new earth, that is all yet future. Wouldn't it be something if Jesus came today? Wouldn't it be something if he came on Christmas Eve? Wouldn't it be something if he came on Christmas morning? I mean, the greatest gift of all, who came on that first Christmas day, would come and deliver us from the things of this world now. Our future is as bright, William Carey said, as the promises of God. Behold, he cometh with clouds. John was encouraged. Sure, he was fearful. Sure, he was fascinated. Sure, he felt forgotten. But that fear quickly turned to faith when he saw the bright future. He said in verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels. Isn't that fitting that God would call pastors angels? Isn't that fitting? The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The first church he mentions is the church in Ephesus, and this is his address of them. He said, you're a good church, but he said, you've left your first love. I pray that this Christmas season, we've not left our first love. I pray that we've not become lukewarm. But God, help us to either be cold or hot, in or out, all together for him or not. Let's be about the Father's business. The children sang, behold the Lamb of God. He went from his crib to his commission when John saw him and said, behold the Lamb of God. He went to a cross that one day you and I might have a crown. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Behold, verse 7, he cometh with clouds. He cometh with clouds. He's coming again. Let's be ready. Let's be saved. Let's be serving. Let's be excited. Let's stay fascinated by what God's told us in His Word. You say, preacher, I have a bit of fear there. Well, that's normal. But if you'll send faith to the door when fear comes knocking, fear will leave and be replaced by God's faith.